You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. No, this isn't the tale of two cities, it's the tale of one state. In 2009, Illinois beamed with pride at Barack Obama's inauguration. Then, in the same month, that pride turned to embarrassment when the state's governor, Rod Blagojevich, was impeached and removed from office. NPR's David Shaper takes a look back at the year of Blagojevich in Illinois.
If it was a Dickensian year in Illinois, then most of the state's residents probably agree that when it comes to their former governor, Rod Blagojevich, 2009 was probably not the age of wisdom, and certainly was the age of foolishness.
Why exactly are you here? Honest to God. What?
Well, you know, I've been wanting to be on your show in the worst way for the longest time.
Well, you're on in the worst way, believe me.
David Letterman summed up what many in Illinois and the rest of the country were likely thinking as Rod Blagojevich hit the talk show circuit just a month after being arrested on corruption charges. Blagojevich is accused of trying to sell a U.S. Senate seat to the highest bidder and engaging in what U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald called pay-to-play politics on steroids. Yet this is what Blagojevich said of himself when asked on the Today Show his first thoughts when he was arrested.
I had a whole bunch of thoughts. Of course, my children and my wife. And then I thought about Mandela, Dr. King, Gandhi, and try to put some perspective in all of this.
Not only did he compare himself to some of the great leaders of the world, but to movie heroes, including Jimmy Stewart's character in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Blagojevich and his hair became punchlines on late-night TV, Saturday Night Live, and, of course, at Chicago's own Second City.
Rod Blagojevich, superstar, are you as nuts as we think you are? A day of reckoning you will meet.
The Second City staged an entire rock opera based on Blagojevich and sold out virtually every performance.
Illinois became a national laughingstock and embarrassment.
Andy Shaw is a longtime Chicago TV political reporter who now heads up the corruption-fighting nonprofit, the Better Government Association.
And Blagojevich fanned the flames with his cross-country circus act, going from one talk show to another, letting them muss with his hair.
But Blagojevich didn't stop.
Hi, this is Rod Blagojevich. I'm filling in for Don Wade and Roma.
Last spring, Blagojevich sat in for the morning hosts on Chicago talk radio station WLS, where he now has a Sunday afternoon show of his own. He later asked a federal judge to allow him to travel to Costa Rica to appear on a reality TV show. Many Illinoisans had other ideas.
He should be lost on the Lost show and then just lose him.
The judge wouldn't allow it, so his wife Patty appeared on the reality show. Blagojevich wrote a book called The Governor, and he hit the talk show circuit again. He did other appearances, including one where he impersonated Elvis, and we're not done with him yet. In 2010, he's scheduled to appear on Donald Trump's reality show, The Celebrity Apprentice. And then, of course, there's his corruption trial, set to begin in June.
Well, this will be the biggest political circus we've ever seen in Chicago.
Again, Andy Shaw.
Because he's a showman, and he's the sort that will gab on the way into trial and the way out of trial and provide a running commentary.
Shaw says if there's any good to come from the Blagojevich scandal, it's that the state of Illinois now has, for the first time, limits on campaign contributions, a stronger Freedom of Information Act, and other political reforms. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Up next, the state of the glass ceiling after Hillary Clinton, Sarah Palin, and the race of 2008. Author Anne Kornblut. That's when we continue with All Things Considered.